Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined by Randy Engston. What's up, buddy?
Hey, it's good to be back.
Back in town from Rhode Island. What a beautiful state. Small.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to say it's the smallest state.
Probably heard that once or, you know, every time.
But it's cool when you fly in, you see the coast and all the water. It's like so different, you know. Funny thing is, being out west and living in these giant states that we live in.
Yeah.
We were in Providence at the Perform Better functional 3-day summit. And, you know, people are from, hey, we drove in from Boston. We drove in from all these neighboring states. And we're like, how long did that take? Oh, it's like 20 minutes over here.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. How is that even possible?
20 minutes, we're not even out of Scottsdale.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And we can drive 3 hours in any direction and still be in Arizona. It's pretty wild, yeah. Right? So just the smaller, tiny little states up there. But, you know, the highest density of gyms and fitness is in the Northeast, but same with the population. So it doesn't really surprise me. If you look at a population map, it's like heavy east, it gets real lighter, and then the coast of California is like really, yeah. Really dense.
They skip most of the westward expansion, yeah. Right to the beach.
They call it flyover states.
Flyover states, yeah.
And the funny thing is, that's where I want to be.
Yeah, hey, man.
You know what I mean? So we want to quickly talk about a little bit of a recap and kind of like our thoughts around the industry and the interest around, you know, these topics that we're being presented on. I did have an opportunity to present the Resilient Gym, and there was quite a few gym owners in there. I was very excited to see all the hands get raised when I asked the question. But, you know, talking to Chris Poirier, he's the kind of head of Perform Better. And it's always been like, hey, you know what, before COVID, after COVID, and these events have kind of like died off. And he said, this is the first year, like going across all the four of them. He was like, man, I feel like we're back.
There you go. Yeah.
And being in Chicago at that one and being this one in Providence, it was night and day. It was packed. This thing was well attended. Mm-hmm. All of the sessions were well attended. And if you haven't ever been to a Perform Better summit, I think you absolutely need to check one out. They have four like topics every hour or every 75 minutes or so. And, you know, it could be, there's some hands-on stuff and there's some lecture stuff and there's some like a lot of exercise science around this. There's kettlebell workshops, and it's a lot of stuff, a lot of hands-on stuff for the trainers.
Correct.
And, you know, my topic was, a personal trainer probably wouldn't have got any value if they have no reason to open a business, or if they're just working for somebody, maybe they wouldn't see value in my talk, but the owners absolutely would. It was, that's who we work with.
Yeah. I mean, the only ones that would apply to are the trainers that are an independent business owner, right? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, it's teaching cost per acquisition. It's speaking to the systems of the business, not just the performance impact on a client's result. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So,
and it was very interesting to me because I would pop my head into the hands-ons and some of the other lectures. And I said, trainers eat this stuff up. Those are the words that came out of my mouth when I was watching like a hands-on.
Yeah.
And they're all working out and they're doing like boot camp style stuff and kettlebell swings. Our buddy Kerry was teaching that. And, you know, it's wild how excited trainers get to pick up, you know, equipment and start playing with stuff and moving around. And really what I think is going on is the trainer brain, if you will, versus their business brain, they're looking for new exercises and new ways to train clients and be like a better delivery system, which I absolutely think is perfect for that brain.
Mm-hmm.
The gym owners were kind of not really ever in those. I mean, there's probably were, but the ones that we knew, they were kind of in these other sessions about business and marketing and stuff like that.
Yeah, and that's obviously, I mean, we named the title of that episode Impact or Interest versus Impact. And I think that that's a big, in this industry, you see that being a big thing that differentiates where successful gym owners are able to take the path and where they're able to achieve, what they're able to achieve versus the things that kind of, they're a lot more fun sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, they're a lot more interesting, right? The mechanics of the body, getting a client result, like you could put yourself in that seat because you really enjoy that education. What is the impact it's actually having on your business or your clientele or things like that over, or new business, I should say. And, you know, there's a big differentiator. So I think that my big takeaway was, you know, when you're around that many, both trainers and business owners, it was still interesting for me to see which gym owners did end up gravitating towards some of those workouts versus some of the business development stuff. Having conversations with some of them throughout the time, you know, where are the problems in their business? Do they see it from a business standpoint, or is it, hey, I need to go get another certification or a new piece of equipment, or what is, you know, what do I see as the bridge that's going to get my business to the next mm-hmm. level? Mm-hmm. And it's really clear that those that make the decision to go spend their time surrounded by the conversation of business are in a different seat.
Attention gym owners, are you ready to take your business to the next level? Join our exclusive Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, and unlock the potential to scale your gym to $30,000 a month and beyond. In the ProFit Accelerator group, we're going to focus solely on helping gym owners just like you win. We offer regular training sessions and share our best proven strategies to boost your business. Join us now by searching for ProFit Accelerator on Facebook. Be part of a community that's all about success and growth, the ProFit Accelerator, where gym owners thrive. All right, now let's get back to the show.
Absolutely.
And I think that, you know, we've talked about it. I know, you know, your presentation coming up is going to speak to some of that at the point where you put your name on the business and you become, you know, you take that personal guarantee and this it's success or fail by you and your actions. Mm-hmm. If you don't decide, hey, I've got to cater away from just the development of a better result for my client. And I got to start focusing on how do I operate and run a business? How do I become a better leader? How do I know my numbers better? Those types of things. Success comes as a byproduct.
Yeah, and I was talking to Dan Waymera, who's speaking at our mm-hmm. Growth Summit, and he's, you know, out of the CrossFit world. He's the founder of Push Press. It's like a membership management software. And he comes out of like these events where there's a ton of trainers and CrossFit owners, and he goes, well, what we like to do is do like a workout for the event, and we call it like the event's name gym, right? It's like we give everybody a membership so they can log in and they scan in at the workout. I said, man, the Growth Summit is different.
Yeah.
The Iron Circle events where we try to do workouts, it's different. The business owners aren't interested in going and working out. And we tried to do a workout last year at the Growth Summit here in Scottsdale with Ben Newman leading it. It was like a tenth of what we thought we should have showing up at that. And it's interesting because the business owners that are, I mean, it's not that they're not interested in working out because obviously they all work out, mm-hmm. they own gyms and stuff. That's not something they're very excited to go attend because they're more interested in the business side of the operation. And that's, and I would kind of maybe brag a little bit, like the owners that we work with, and you look at the numbers of the averages based on the two brain and these other CrossFit, like we're like five times
yep.
the average. And it's because the things that we find impact in over interest in or interest and impact are the things that move the business forward, not necessarily the next workout routine or the next exercise or the how to exercises and stretches for lower back pain. Yep. That's stuff you absolutely should want to know. But when you're going to an event, that's not going to make the difference whether or not you're going to sign up five more clients next week.
When you make the choice on which event to attend, you know, like that's where some of the law of average comes back into play, right? Even if you just said you are the average of the five people you're going to be spending your time with for this weekend, what is the takeaway? If I'm going to go to an event and we're talking about progression in, you know, client results or the new latest greatest equipment or something along those lines, my big opportunity for takeaway is incremental results from my client. If I've sat in a business seminar and maybe it's outside of fitness. Maybe you're just talking with other individuals in small business that are talking marketing, sales, automation, delivering a better product and service. That's what you're going to take away. And for gym owners, if there has to be a challenge at some point, your interest versus what's going to make an impact on your business. And if you're not making that choice to challenge yourself. And I think there's a good portion of gym owners that also don't want to be in those rooms because they aren't comfortable with that conversation.
In the business?
The business side of things, right?
Right.
And it's one of those things where nobody ever wants to be in a room with a bunch of nodding heads. You know, you have something to say and everybody just agrees. Now, yeah, it feeds ego and you feel great, but like, did I learn anything? Did I take away anything? Did I challenge my beliefs and become better? That's why they gravitate towards the things that they know and that they're good at. You fill your gaps and you learn, like your progression is based upon the gap and the gain on the things you don't know. How do I become a better business owner? I go learn the aspects of business that I don't know today. But it's an intentional choice to put yourself in that seat versus gravitating back towards what
you're right.
You know, it's interesting.
It might be uncomfortable to talk about the numbers. It might be, but like if you just ignore it, it doesn't go away.
No, and your analogy or your tie to the gym owners we work with. I mean, we've seen it just like somebody enters some of those seats, and all of a sudden everything changes. Right? We start talking about the things that they've been uncomfortable with, but now they grasp it, they understand it. They make the change, and then the fix happens. It's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, we're in business to make money, profit. I don't care what you do with the money after, but you should try to make as much as possible.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like I said before in my talk, it's like I was having a conversation with one of our other speakers, and it was like, well, there's something to be said about doing what you love and all this stuff, but I absolutely think you should and make as much money as possible. What you do with it, if you want to support your family or give it to charity, doesn't matter.
You need gas in the tank in order to get there, though.
Yeah, but like, the other side of it is if you can't make any money, you're going to close.
Yeah.
So, like, what are we really talking about here?
And that's where impact comes in, right? Like, every gym owner wants to make a big impact in their community, right? They got into a business that's not easy. It's really tough to do what we do. We're selling something that's, again, a really difficult sell. Delayed gratification, hard work. It's not going into a salon and getting something done to you, right? So we know the challenges as a business owner that you've decided are going to be the thing. Well, once you made that decision, why don't you go just do that really well? And if it comes back to impact, the greatest way to be able to touch more lives is to have more revenue come through the business so that if you just want to put it back into the business or the community or whatever, that's your ability to do so.
Yep.
You are never going to be a charity before you're a business. And that's that. I had a really good conversation with one of the gentlemen that was a client of ours when we were the agency way back then. And you brought up really short, small story about bringing in independent trainer from a gym across the street in town or whatever that had closed. He gave this guy an opportunity to come train in his gym as an independent trainer. Mm. Well, he doesn't have an independent training model. And so the guy's, you know, like he's trying to help this guy out, and it's essentially distracting his business because in my belief, why don't you offer the guy a job? You know, change the way that he's doing his business, but your name's on the business. You're the one. All you're doing is bringing him into your business and serving him wholeheartedly, but your business isn't in a position to be able to afford to do that. So it's not congruent with the direction you should be focused on.
Yeah.
And that goes back to, you know, anything that you're doing. One of the things you talked about was the 5-question matrix. If it's not congruent with the growth and the belief of your business, and it's going to break your systems in order to make that happen, it's not the right decision for your business.
Right. Right.
So it's interesting, man. It's difficult, I know, because it's way more interesting and fun and things like that to go, you know, surround yourself with those gym owners and do those workouts and take away some interest or things that you're interested in. But to make the decision to go after the things that are hard, that you don't know, go fill those gaps. I mean, when we were the agency, what do? We went and we invested a lot of money to continue our education and marketing and to stay out front of the things that we needed to develop when it came to the business in order to be able to teach others that, you know, as well. And it's really interesting to be at events like this and just see the congruency on where somebody's business is as a, there's almost a direct line to where they're spending their time and, you know, energy and interests.
True. Yeah. I mean, we when I walked out of my talk, I was, you know, obviously people want to come talk to you and, you know, telling me about their business. There were some really high level business owners in that talk.
Absolutely.
Like, man, I had never thought about it that way. Or, that's a really good point. I'm like, yeah, tell me about your business. 7-figure guy here, 6 figures a month guy there. You know, I've been doing this for 15 years. I got 10 locations. Like, and they still took stuff away.
Yeah.
Because they're in that room to fill the gap, the things that that they may not know. And there's, you know, just like anything else in your business, you could always do something better. Always. Sure. We do this podcast better. We can shoot the video better. We can train our clients better. But you have to admit, like, hey, maybe we need to take a hard look at this instead of just ignoring it. Like, we're the best in town, because everybody, you feel like your train's the best in town. It might be, but is it? Why not make it like untouchable? You know what I mean? So, anyways, hopefully that helps. We are, as we approach the Grow Summit, we are 8 days away. Insane to say that. We'll see as many of you as possible at that Grow Summit. We got a packed lineup, pre-cons and post stuff and everything else. So hopefully we'll see you there. That's it for this episode. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.